Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear and sunny morning across Israel, with mild temperatures expected throughout the day. In Tel Aviv, residents can enjoy a warm breeze by the beaches. In Jerusalem, it's a perfect day for a stroll through the Old City. In Haifa, the weather remains pleasant, making it ideal for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, security officials have issued a warning. The stabilization force in Gaza will limit the IDF and could strengthen Hamas. The cabinet has approved immunity for the international force ahead of its entry into the Strip, according to Walla, just in. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu is focusing on Iran in a lightning visit with Donald Trump. Earlier today, he prepared to fly to Washington for the funeral of a Republican senator and political meetings with President Trump. This is reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, after a stabbing in New York, Prime Minister Netanyahu says Mayor Mamdani is making Jews less safe. In a statement from earlier, he accused Mamdani of exacerbating tensions, as reported by Forward. Separately, a severe fire has caused unimaginable damage at the Chabad Hasidic compound in Ukraine. Fortunately, there were no casualties, according to a report from Israel Hayom just moments ago. And finally, in earlier reporting, a 67-year-old woman has been charged with offensive language. She allegedly directed anti-Semitic abuse at a group at the Bondi massacre site, as reported by Australian Jewish News. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reports, just minutes ago, that President Trump posted an AI-generated image. It depicts U.S. strikes targeting Iran's Karg Island, a critical oil export terminal. Meanwhile, Balaz News shared that oil prices have fallen by 4% following Iran's decision to pause. This comes after the suspension of U.S. strikes eased fears of further regional escalation. Finally, Amichai Stein posted an hour ago that U.S. Central Command believes it can manage with limited Patriots. They consider further American strikes could hinder Iran's missile launch capabilities. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the situation in Gaza. According to Walla, the decision to grant immunity to an international stabilization force has sparked concerns. Officials worry it may limit IDF operations while potentially empowering Hamas. The move aims to stabilize the region, but the balance of power remains a concern for Israel. Turning to Netanyahu's visit to Washington, as reported by Israel Hayom, the Prime Minister's agenda includes significant discussions with President Trump. The focus will be on countering Iran's influence in the region. This visit underscores the ongoing strategic partnership between Israel and the United States amidst regional tensions. Meanwhile, in New York, tensions rise following a stabbing incident. Forward reports that Netanyahu has criticized Mayor Mamdani for increasing security risks for Jewish communities. This highlights the complex dynamics and rising concerns over anti-Semitism in global cities. In Ukraine, a fire has devastated the Chabad Hasidic compound, as Israel Hayom reports. Despite the extensive damage, no lives were lost. This site is of religious significance, and the incident raises questions about safety measures at important cultural landmarks. Finally, the incident in Bondi, as covered by Australian Jewish News, has resulted in charges against a 67-year-old woman. Her alleged anti-Semitic remarks at a massacre site highlight the persistent issue of hate speech and its impact on community relations. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that financial crime has become industrialized, while investigations lag behind. This presents challenges for financial institutions operating in Israel and globally, as they face increasingly sophisticated criminal networks. Separately, Walla Business examines the debate over business closures on Tisha B'Av. Unlike Holocaust and Memorial Days, this remains a municipal decision affecting commerce across Israel. And finally, YNET Business highlights a new opportunity in urban mining. As China dominates mineral supply chains, discarded electronics in Israel and beyond are becoming valuable sources of critical metals needed for technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.